Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
The woman accusing CeeLo Green of sexual assault told police that he attacked her inside of a popular L.A. sushi restaurant. As first reported, the LAPD has launched an investigation into the woman's allegations. She claims to have been CeeLo's dinner guest. The accuser also told police that the alleged incident occurred several months ago. It's unclear why she waited so long to file a report. Despite a federal probe into judicial corruption in her courtroom, Judge Bensetta Tipton Lang denied Tamika Raymond's request for a new trial. Tamika's attorney filed a motion in September which prompted a federal investigation into corruption in the child custody case between Tamika and ex-husband Usher. Tamika's attorneys alleged a special relationship between Usher's attorney and the judge. In related news, Tamika's landlord from a small business she owns is suing her for $50,000 in unpaid rent, among other things. Antelope Valley Plaza filed the eviction case against her, claiming she signed a 2-year lease agreement in 2010 for 3 retail spaces in a Georgia complex, but hasn't made a payment in months and owes thousands of dollars. Lil Wayne is under strict orders from his doctor after his mid-flight medical emergencies last week. He's been recovering at his mother's house, but doctors have ordered him to rest for the next week, meaning no working or flying. Kanye West has made nice with the female paparazzi he exploded on in Miami 2 weeks ago. As previously reported, Kanye smacked her camera in front of a Miami restaurant when she asked Kim Kardashian several questions about Reggie Bush. Upon crossing paths with her yesterday in a Miami airport, Kanye smiled at her, then gave her a big hug. Rihanna is releasing a $250 version of her upcoming album, Unapologetic. The collectible CD comes with a handwritten note from Rihanna, a flash drive t-shirt, illustrations, stickers, and photos of Rihanna throughout the years. It also includes a 40-page notebook, DVD, fan poster, and a deluxe version of the album itself. The Diamond Executive Platinum Box is set to hit stores December 11th. A cheaper version of the collectible item will also be available for $79, which will include a limited diamond bracelet.